a little bit. One second. What's going on with my? Can you hear me now? Ian?
I can hear you now.
Okay, let's begin. The Zech Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas. The Zech Nishmas Daniel Shein about Yeshua Falak. Okay, welcome everybody. I hope everyone had a good Purim. And those that kept Yudalit, those that kept Tesvav, all have a good Purim.
Well, you should know when we were in Tzvat, we lived in Tzvat for 2 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. So 1 year, it came out, it was a Purim Meshulash, so everybody read the Megillah on Yudalit. On, right? I'm getting it wrong. Everybody read the Megillah on Yud Dalit, right. Because it came out on Tetvav, Shushan Purim. So we read on Yud Dalit. But the second year was during the week, so I read Megillah second day. Not all. I don't know if any of the shuls did. I'm not sure. But I had a reading for you for Tetvav, also, because Tzvat is an ir mesupeket.
Okay. So yesterday we were doing the packet about Shir Shal Yom Kippur, and right. We saw the Vilna Gaon's the Maaser Rav. That was on here on page 4, Shir Shalom Yipurim Ala Yelis Hashraka. And we saw that the Masechta Sofrim, he said differently. He said, you say, Kapitel Vav, Shigoyim LeDavid. And because Shigoyim LeDavid has the whole idea of Bor Kara Vayipareyu Vayipol B'Shachas Yifol, that the same pit that he dug, he fell into. Yeshuv Amalo Barosho, that idea. And then there was another opinion of Tehillim Pei Gimel that has the idea Gvul Ve'amon V'amalek Pleshes Yibyo Shveitzor. And that was the thing. So we were asking those that follow the Gra and do that Shir Shal Yom, so do they just say it? Do they say Hayom Yom? And no. What?
Okay, I'll love it. Shuls that follow the Luach of Rav Tukachinsky,
yeah,
Eretz Yisrael, which is sort of like the Ezra's Torah
of Israel,
of Israeli Lita'im, anyway. So it says very pashut. Shir Shal Yom Mizmor Chaf Bet, and we do. I mean, without Hayom Yom.
And let me ask you a question: do you do also Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shemoyu Levim?
No. One a day. And that's on Chagim, and it's on Hanukkah, Mizmor Shir.
And at Hanukkah, every day you just say Mizmor Shir Chavkas and Bayit Levim, and you don't say Hayom Yom.
No,
Hayom Yom Rishon Sheni Shli.
No.
Right.
And
that's the meaning of all of Eretz Israel, or just in
the people who follow the Luach of Rav Tukachinsky, which are the Litaim basically. And I mean, people daven Nushach Ashkenaz, like we weren't 100 in the shul I used to daven, we weren't 100% grah because we said Vishamru, but those who didn't say Vishamru on Friday night, those who didn't say just waited until the tzibur said v'shamru, whoever wanted to say, and then they continued with chatzi kaddish. That was the compromise. But there were shuls that don't say v'shamru. I mean, where I daven now, they don't say v'shamru.
Who's the grower?
Can I ask a question? Which?
Yeah.
So I
ask a question. Do you say the regular shir shal yom in addition to ayelas hashachar?
No, he said that.
No. Just
Ayelas Hashachar and not Hayom Yom.
No.
Not Hayom Yom. Okay.
Now, I have the Siddur HaGro, Ezor Eliyahu, that I heard my wife's uncle was involved with also.
Right, he knows that, yeah.
It says here by the Shir Shal Yom, so in the footnote, no, first of all, it's interesting, I'll get back to this because I found something else also. When he prints the Shir Shal Yom, he puts in parentheses Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. He puts it in parentheses. Okay, well, relate to that. Now he says, as far as Shir Shal Yom, Ma'aserav Nun Gimel. Okay, that's beseder. Uvachol Sidurim Yeshanim Ein Shir Shal Yom Bechlal Ella Bamuucharim Shebahem Kagon Amshadam Tav Kuf Yud Aleph. Aval
Wait,
Haramot.
explain that to me. One second. What is he?
So
What is
he's
it?
saying that in the old Sidurim, except for the late for the later ones, there's no Shir Shel Yom at all. And by the way,
The whole year?
Yeah. And in fact, I'll continue in the note. But I, you were looking for the Shloah. I looked on Hebrew books. I found the Shloah. There's also no Shir Shel Yom. The
Meaning what?
ends
What
at
does it
Olein.
mean? It's no Shir Shel Yom. What is it? Meaning what?
That's not printed. The davening ends with Olenu. I can show it to you.
Later.
I can show it to you if you want. I can. I have
But
it.
there's no Shir Shel Yom.
No Shir Shel Yom. Okay.
And what did I want to know? What did the Vilna Gaon do?
Wait a minute. He says, Aval harama b'siman kuf lamid bet siv bet katab la'omro. In other words, you should say Shir Shel Yom. V'chein imtza b'sidurei asfaradim. Now, as far as the Hayom, this is what you asked, right?
Yeah.
Bichazu ha'mekubelet Hayom mekoram mikitzur hashla b'shem talmidei ha'arizal. Aval b'sidurei Ashkenaz ha'meucharim b'hem Mofia Shir Shel Yom, Mashma Shayu Omrim, Rakatam is more, Lo Kol Pticha.
Oh, who said that? I mean, they didn't say Hayom Yom.
Right.
They just said, who are you quoting now?
This is the note of this Sidur Ezor Eliyahu, which is according to the Nusach of the Gur. Okay?
So he says, that, so what is he saying? That they didn't say. They didn't say Hayom Yom.
Right, they didn't say Hayom Yom.
It's printed in the Sidur. It's printed just the capital.
Right. That's what he said.
Do we
that's
have
why,
such a
that's
siddur?
Why he put in parentheses.
So let me ask you a question, Ramon. Do we have such a siddur?
I never saw one.
You never saw such a siddur in your life. That's what I want to see.
No, well, he says Bechlau, that, you know, the only the latest Sidurim had the Shir Shel Yom Bechlau. But without
Sidur, which Sidur is he referring to?
He says Kagon B'Sidurei Amsterdam Tav Kuf Yud Aleph Amsterdam Tav Kuf Lamed Chet Dihav for Rome something D.
So those didn't have Shir Shel Yom at all.
These no, they had already the later ones had, but without Hayom Yom.
So do we have a copy of those?
I didn't look. I have to look on Hebrew books. I'll see if we can find.
Let's see. Let's see. I'd like to see a sitter.
But I want to share one more thing.
Yeah, please.
From Rav Sternbuch.
Yeah.
If I can share, I can put it up on the.
Sternbuch. He gave Rav Tzvi Kushelevsky the bracha.
Yeah. He's also not so young. Moedim Uzmanim Hashalem. That's
okay. Yeah.
So I photoed it and I put it on. If I can share, I'll
I have it. In the new packet. I have. Are you? Let's see if we have the same piece that I have in the packet.
Okay. Oh.
I made a new packet for today.
Okay, I didn't
see Zion.
Yeah. What page?
I'll tell you which page I put in. I put a page Lamed.
Wait a minute. Let's see, what do I have? Lamed, oh, Borsha Kivanti.
Okay, so it's in this next packet. Then.
Okay, say the Gomor. So we don't have to do that. Okay.
Okay, but I want to know, I'd like to see, once you say this to me, this is Sha'ava Nafshi. I'd like to see a sitter that does
okay,
not.
I'll look at these Sidurim. I'll try to find these Sidurim that he mentions because he doesn't really say their names. Just the
Amsterdam
place where they were printed.
One second, please. Hello. Yeah. Okay, so we'll add it again. You want me to add it again? You can add it again. Okay, I'm in the middle of cheer now. I'm going to pull you back later. Okay? But every individual bag, it has what it says. But then it looks. Okay, so we'll speak. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so what are you saying?
No, I you said we found the same page. Okay.
But my question is so originally the old Siddurim didn't say Hayom Yom. They just said that Kapitel. So
you never, and the older ones didn't even do that.
Didn't even do that.
I can show you if you want to see the Shloah, I can show you the Shloah Siddur. If I can share this, I'll just show you Aleinu, and then you'll see what comes after it. Nothing. I mean, the other things, but not Shachmas is over. Can I share it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. I can share. Good. Okay. Let me just show that just a minute. This is it. Yeah. Yeah. See, Lifnei Melech Malchei Amlachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
This is the Shalosity.
Right. This is right. I'll show you the title page first. This is it. Shara Shamayim. You see that?
Uh-huh.
It's a little dark. That's the way it came out. Okay. And now here you see it's Aleinu, right? Aleinu, Aleinu, Aleinu. Achrei limud yomru kadi or kadish. There, Rabbi Chanina.
And Rabbi Akasha.
Baal kol tamidayon. That's it.
And there's no shir shal yom.
No shir shal yom. I thought I missed it. I kept going back and forth. I was going to.
The law doesn't have shir shal yom.
So that must be what he's referring to when he says that in the older Siddurim.
What about the Rambam Siddur?
I don't know. I didn't know. Do we have a Rambam Siddur?
Does it have it in the?
It's printed. It's printed in the back of the.
Oh, that's so nice to see.
I'll look. It's Chabad. Take the time of the Shia. I'll look at some of this. I'll try to look at some of the Siddurim.
Okay. Okay.
Did you see the Siddur that posted?
What was that? Herschel posted a Siddur. Herschel.
On the Shla, we probably have to be careful because he merrily changed things.
But this lines up with what they said, that the early Siddurim didn't
Yeah,
happen.
No, this lines up. But generally, he just went around and merrily changed Minagim and Halakha and...
Wow.
The Shla.
Yeah?
Yeah, he merrily changed stuff.
Okay, so Shia told me to look at the Chigur from Dr. Lime and the Chigur edition of the Sefer Sofrin.
Wait, I just be clear? That's not because it's not that I knew it.
You said from Dr. Lime, you said.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I said. But I didn't. He quoted some of Chorus, okay, maybe. But I didn't see offhand, I didn't see what I was looking for. But in the Sefer,
did you look at the Mavo?
Well, I looked at the Mavo also. Okay, but maybe if I'd looked up everything, okay, it could be the more that I didn't, but I did look. But I want to share with you first a couple of things first in this other packet. We didn't finish the first packet, but does everyone have this packet that begins Panim Meiros? It was sent today in the Google Drive.
Yeah.
Can you put it on the Purim thing also? Could you include
that?
He put it on the. Which number is it in the.
It's called Ilan's Upload.
Ilan's Upload, yeah.
I mean, he wrote.
Yes.
You have it? Then you can put it with the rest of the Purim things?
Yeah, it's with the Purim things.
You give it a number?
You need to get
one.
I'll get it
fixed
today.
Who do you get a permission from? Okay, 1 second. So first of all, take a look at another on page 9. So the Maisa Rav and Kufnul Ches says, "Minyan Shir Shal Yom, Lal Zeh Dekot Biyotcha, Ein Omrim Shnei Mizmorim Biyom Echad." The Shel Rosh Chodesh Doches Kulo, a field Shel Shabbos. So the Kapitel for Rosh Chodesh was Baruch Nafshi. This is Doches Kulo, a field Shel Shabbos. Shir Shel Shabbos Doches Yontif for Kol Moed the Chanukah.
What he doesn't mention, though, is that Rosh Hashanah also is Doches Shabbos, as far as I remember.
But it's fascinating. You know what's fascinating? That the minhagim that we have in shuls today, what do we do on Hanukkah? We say Shir Shel Yom, and then we say Bismar Shir Chanukah Sabayitz Dovid. And Rosh Chodesh, we say Shir Shel Yom, and then we say the whole Barak Nafshi. So basically, we don't want to commit ourselves to do the real Alta Minhag. So what do? We keep the old thing, and we do exactly what the Gra did want us to do, to say two Kapitlach. You know, you hear what I'm saying? So it's interesting. All those things that we do as an added to the tefillah, that was the Shir Shel Yom. And the point was the Shir Shel Yom. You shouldn't say the Hayom Yom Rishon. You know, Hayom Shon Sheni. You should just say Bishma Shir Chanukah Sabayis David. Or you should just say Baruch Nafshi. But we say Shir Shel Yom. We, you know, it's interesting that we sort of, I don't want to use the word corrupted, but basically that's what happened. It was not what the idea is just to say, one capital. And it works out well. That's why I was saying yesterday that my theory was, and now Rabaram concurs to my theory, corroborates, that they never said Hayom Yom. So it was just a question of saying a capital to Ilum. It was just a question of saying a capital to Ilum. So which capital do you say? Because they never said Hayom Yom. So in Purim, you say just what? Ayelas HaShachar. And on Chanukah, just Mizmor Shir Chanukah HaSabayis HaDovid. And on Rosh Chodesh, just Baruch Nafshi. So what do? We put it Hayom Yom. And we keep the Yom Yom. We don't want to give that up. And we add another capital.
Rabbi Simon.
Against what the Gra said you should do.
Rabbi Simon.
What biyodcha? Ain obim shnei mizmorim biyomechad. Shir. Ain obim shnei mizmorim biyomechad.
I'm going
that
to be.
Why such a it's not a bracha. It's not a bracha levatola. But we'll see what the Pani Beavers are going to say. It's tirchad etzibur.
I'm going to be purposefully vague. Remember when you spoke on Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do.
One of your Talmidim came up to you, and now he's a teacher or an administrator in a school, and I'm being purposefully vague, and how there are additions now they've made to the tefillah, and he's opposed to it, because yeah. The boys, it's basically Kol HaMosif Gorer.
Right. So that's what happened today. Today, just the regular davening, in other words, it wasn't supposed to be that we say, like yesterday, what did I say? On Purim, I said, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. And then I made an announcement, you know, Rav Goldberg always made the announcement that we should say, Yelus HaShachar, that capital too. But the Gra would not be happy with me. The Gra would say, no, forget the Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Just say, Lamatzeach Al Yelus HaShachar. And on Hanukkah, what do? On Hanukkah, we do every day of the regular Shir Shel Yom, but then we say Bismar Shir. No, forget the Yom Yoms. Just say Bismar Shir. And on Rosh Chodesh, forget Hayom Yom. Just say Baruch Nafshi. But we sort of corrupted it, and we say, "Well, now I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing. Take a look in the Masechta Sofrim." On page 15. Shmini Atzeres. What do you see on Shmini Atzeres?
There's a shiv. Shmini something.
Yeah, so take a look. It says, V'kom Shmini Labanatzeich al Hashminis. That's Kapitel Vav, Tehillim Capital Vav. Well, I'm going to say Al Hashmidis. Okay? And now look at Tosis. On next on the page before, on page 14. So what is this saying? Dibra Maskil Shir. What does it say at the end of the page? On the Mimur Aleph, Mimur Zayin Mimur Aleph. Shem Sheshivas Yimei HaChak Unim Korban V'Shir, HaChshmi Tol Korban V'Shir. U'bracha.
That's one of the six things, right? The six things.
Well, that's the things that are different, you know. Right, Pesach Keshev, yeah. Perish Mekutrus, Lo Perish Mahu Shir Shal Shmini. He says Shmini, it doesn't say, U'masechus Sofre Mashma Shehayu Omer Mebeis HaKnesset Lamratzeich Al Hashminis. V'shem Kmokei Ni Omer Malvim Mebeis HaMikdash Chei Mashma Yushalman. So they would say Lamratzeich Al Hashminis. That's the Shir Shal Yom.
We do that.
Yeah, you do that. But let me ask you a question. What do you do? Do you do Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shamas and that?
No, it's just like Purim, Hanukkah, every Yom Tov.
And that's what the Sidurim have?
The Sidurim, but depends what Sidurim. So it's sometimes hard to find a pure Litvish Siddur, but like in some of the Sidurim they have in the back, Shir, even though it's Nusach Ashkenaz, they'll write in the back, Shir Shal Yom Lefi Hagra, or something like that.
Right.
Lefi Hagra, you know, it hasn't been universally accepted. But in the Luach,
right, what is the Otzmo? Does Otzmo? I never saw an Otzmo to have that.
I have an art scroll sitter here, but it's for Eretz Yisrael. It's only in Hebrew. Should I look in that?
Yeah. Oh, let me see what it looks like. Near Naftali Hasholem. I don't know if I ever saw that.
This I'll show you the here the shards. See? You see?
And what does it say?
It's the Fim Min Hagei Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and then it has so in by the Shir Shil Yom. This is also for Yontif, Lechora. I mean, you can use it for Yontif both on Machlo, but he uses it for Yontif. So he has, by the Shir Shil Yom, oh, see, he has here, what does he write? He has the Shir Shil Yom, and then he writes, he has a chart.
Uh-huh.
What the Gros says, you know, all the days.
And then... But then does he have a whole Sefer Tehillim in the back?
Well, he does, yeah.
Yeah. Because if you don't have a whole Sefer Tehillim in the back...
No, he has Sefer Tehillim in the back.
You can just say the capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He even has it. It comes out because it depends when Shabbos Chol Hamoed comes out. If there is Shabbos Chol Hamoed, it could shift a little bit. So he has a thing. If like he has... If Aleph Pesach is Yom Aleph Gimel Behei, then it's Kuf Yudalit. And if it's this... Because you have to stick in Shabbos somewhere most of the time. Because on okay. Shabbos,
I want you to look, Herschel. Okay, page 2. The Ferrari. Give Herschel. Okay, look on page 2. Herschel. No, it doesn't have me. Okay. Re'isi b'miktsas makomas. You got it? Page 2. He says, Re'isi b'miktsas makomas shadogim lomar b'shmina tzeres lachna tfila n'tzecha l'shminis. V'opi atosis b'sukkah. Shishikosu shemashm n'tzecha sofim shayomim b'beis ha'knesses mizuah shir. Zeh. Chei mashm yushalam. So he says, "Upam achas chal shmini atzeres b'shabbos." So which one should you do? Which shmini atzeres?
We say Shabbos.
You say Shabbos. Upam achas chal shmini atzeres b'shabbos. It's amati the royal litchol shir there. Yish lomer shir shal Shabbos. Right, you should say the Shabbos. Right, aminu b'hachol yel b'shir shal chol hamoed b'sukkos limchal b'shabbos. Chal Shabbos be'echad yimotu yitche. Look at footnote days. He's chol yom yimei sukkos yom yimei shir shal korban musaf. V'shishi yom yimei perak beis hilum yimotu kol yom se'ars. In chal Shabbos echad yom yimei shal yom yimei shir shal Shabbos shal musaf Shabbos. So Shabbos, the Shir Shal Shabbos wins out. So they had the special Shirim for Yontif, but when it falls on Shabbos, so Shabbos is Tadir.
That's why the chart has been pushing.
So he says, "Ve'ein lomar sheyom rushneim." Dimkein amai yimotu yitcha. Yimotu is which one? And he amarti alokim al tem el yom acheka adam zuzud chadamim zimol kum alokim shavdart get. That's which one? Ami amarti alokim al tem v'nei el yom kuchem acheka adam zuzud chadamim zimol.
It's the shir shel yom shlishi, right?
Shlishi.
That's Membet, something.
Right.
Paybet.
So it says, Chal Shabbos be'echad, Yimotu Yitche. So Yimotu was pushed aside. Be'elom Hashayom Roshneyem, Yimken Amayim Yimotu Yitche. What happens when so what's the case? The Imchal Shabbos be'echad yimotu yitche. Look at the footnote. Isa shemchol yom b'mei asukas hayom b'mivim shirachim b'korban musaf b'lishishi yom rim yimotu kol miyar. V'shishi yomim yimotu kol most of the arts. In Chal b'Shabbos bechad yomim she'oz omrim shir shal Shabbos shal Musaf. As I had nitcha shir achim b'seid yomim. V'hu yimotu. But why is that? So what is he saying? That if
it's clear from this that you don't say two.
Yeah, but what's the thing? So they used to say on Fridays, they said Yimoto, what we say on Tuesdays.
That's not in the
Gra
list.
But he says, "Chal Shabbos be'echan hayomim she'oz omrim." So that we push off. He says, but you shouldn't say two capitals. We can't chew also in a shachadoshi because bow. Look at this.
I'm looking.
We can't chew. Olson asher chadashim bikarav bo v'tichnu lo barbeis kneses achat zilus arvus kamim is morim misafer tehillim. See, the people know like to say some capital tehillim after marv. Shlo chosu al torah chatzibur. They weren't sensitive to torah chatzibur. Okay, ain lano lahosiv al yishonu gonu kamonu mesher tichnu lemeimar. Rach mizmor echad b'shvil kadosh yosu. Haru naharu pashtik. He said, Mela, you want to do one extra one for, in the old shuls, they would put in an extra mizmor to say, Kaddish, you'd give a clap. I remember the Mr. Gavanter in the Alistair shul, the old Gabbai there would give a clap. You know, there's Yortzeit or something, you know.
The old shul. It was some minion that the Yortzeit should have his own Kaddish or something.
Yeah, that's a clap.
At RJC, they have a different.
Each place
they have a separate. They have a separate Kaddish.
Each river has its own flow, so to speak.
They have a separate Kaddish just for the yard site.
Yeah, Kaddish. Yeah, yard site. Yeah. Would be very.
By the Yekis, only one person says Kaddish anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. But he says, "Ain lanu lahusif al yishon gon kamonim b'meshet tignu l'meimar at mizmor echad b'shul kaddish yosim nahara naharu pashte."
But I don't, is that you think that's mashma from the Gra when he says you only say one that you think is shikul was because of tircha de tzibura, or he had some sort of principle like that?
I don't know. But it's interesting. The Panamiras has this. In other words, what's the reason for the principle? I mean, you know, like that we'll have to see.
Well, maybe this borders on what Rav Sternbuch talks about. Also, the question is, what did they really say in the Beis Hamikdash?
Exactly. So, if it's, you see, the question is on Purim, is that what they said in the Beis Hamikdash, or this is just that's what we're gonna have to see.
That's what he says, not to say ayom yom.
Yeah, is that what they said? It's hard to believe that's what they said in the Beis Hamikdash, that they did a different thing for Purim in the Beis Hamikdash.
Especially since the second Beis Hamikdash was still with us, no?
Yeah. Right. So the second Beis Hamikdash, yeah, where they had Purim.
Purim was before that.
They had Purim before that. So it's hard to believe, Harari, that they said Lamerzech al Yos Hashachar in the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe.
Well, what do you say, Ferrari?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. Ferrari agrees with me.
By the way, this is consistent. Well, I don't know if one should say this is consistent with the Maaseh Rav, or Maaseh Rav is consistent with this.
Yeah.
Even about Shabbos being two things, Shabbos being Doche, and saying only one.
Yeah. Mela, in other words, you see how interesting it was. Today, people just add on things, you know, more and more. Capitals.
No. Capital Kaddish.
Also, Chabad has something they say at the end.
Yeah.
Chabad has like eight Kaddishim at the end or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
He said, Mela, you want to let an extra Kaddish for the art site. But not more than that.
No, but like in the shul, it says, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. So in Chodesh Elul, when we say, Levadabed Hashem Ori, you don't say Kaddish.
Uh-huh.
So the Gemara says, Areseh Mecharifim Megadev, by adding too many Kaddishim, no? But you howl too many times. It's Mechar Megadev, no?
Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha.
Yeah.
Okay, Sheva. They add. Between Shir Shirim and LaDavid, they dip another Kaddish in there. If they're Barchi Nafshi, they dip another Kaddish. I mean, it's in LaDavid Saif.
Yeah, if you take a look, yeah, take a look now at the Mo'adim Zmanim. So we said Mordim was Manim is Chel Shvi, Chel Zayin, Amud Lamed. And that's what the Rambam was saying. First he asks, why did the Grub, you know, look where the second arrow is. So the Indian Ashir Diyotav, you know, Grubs, that's how it's also by Zerav, Eilu Mizmorim Tzorech Lomer, Lo Yadana Lama, Docha, Mizmorim, Ksul, Mesechus Ofer. Right, it doesn't say, Mesechus Ofer, it says, Shigoyin L'David. Not Lama Netzech, Ala Yolas HaShachar. So what's the Grub doing? She'osam, Omru, Beisak, HaMikdash, L'Mizmorim Achim, you know, we just say Chas Shalom, the Gra had the right to, you know, it was the Gra. So, you know, but I'm just saying it as a.
He's Mishpacha, so he's allowed to ask the question.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't mean it as a piece of a cover Chas Shalom for the Gra, but.
Was it the Gra who changed the hay and Daka to an olive? Was it mainly the Gra who did it?
No, he did from the olive to the hay.
That's what I mean. Did he change it?
No, well, the Sfardim had, the Rama already had changed it, I believe.
I think the best Chumrah, I told you this, the best Chumrah, Rabbi Yaakov Havman said to me from Rav Karp, the best Chumrah for Parshat Zohar is not to do what they do in Kerbi Avna, to read it 5, 6 different times, is to read it from the Sefer Torah. If you read it originally from an Aleph, Daka with an Aleph, you go get one with the hay. If you do the hay, go get one with an aleph. You know, when there was COVID, so I made my own minyan. We made our own minyan in the Chabad Shul every Shabbos morning for over a year. 8 o'clock minyan. And the Rav of the Chabad laid for us. And he allowed us to do it. But I had a little guilt conscience on Zohar and the other of these three of the Dal Parshios that we're reading from a Sefer Torah, Daka with an Aleph. Chabad has all the Sefer Torah with Daka with an Aleph. So then I went to Dobrov. And I went to Dobrov afterwards to hear it again, where they have Daka with a Hay.
Rabbi Simon, Rav Ovadia Yosef says, you know, Taimani can hear from one of our Sefer Torah, and we can hear from theirs, and there isn't a problem.
I'm telling you, but a good chumrah is.
May I just address Rabbi Harari?
Herschel, I wanted you to see this, Herschel.
Sorry, I had to take a phone call. Yeah.
Okay, on page 2 in the Ponim Be'iros, he says, "In Shmini Atzeres, the minhag is to say Lamaseach on Shminis." The Shaila is on Shabbos Shmini Atzeres, then you only say Shabbos. That's this Masechta Sofrim. You don't say the regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And on Purim, you say Masechta Yom Sashacha, and you don't say Hayom Yishrom B'Shabbos. So he says, and don't add on. You can say so. Say both of them. Lama lo Amru Shir Shal Shneim. You shouldn't even need one. He says, "Mikan tshuvah l'osan asher chadoshim mikarv bo." On page 2, v'tignu lo meretzakneses chatfils arvis kama mizmorim b'sefer tehillim. People shalochosu al torah chatzibur. He's critical of that. This is the new packet today that we got in the drive. What is it? Packet 7, 8.
Elon's upload.
Rav Shion wanted to say, ask me something.
No, I actually wanted to address
something. He said, you shouldn't be adding. So what is he saying here? Does that mean Tiknu Lomar Mizmor Echad? Does that mean Tiknu Lomar Shir Shal Yom? That's the Mizmor Echad. And that's it. In other words, he says, maybe he's saying the whole reason of Shir Shal Yom was to have an extra Kanish for Yosef. So that's it. No more. He said, don't put my extra kapitel dilos. It's the tircha de tzibur. I'd like to know also about Ladovid Hashem Ori Vishi. Was that?
No, and that's I never heard anybody say that that's dilos.
Yeah.
Well, but I said
that's a later edition. That's like 16th. That's 16th century. That's 17th century Le David Hashem Ori.
Rabbi Simon, I shared on the WhatsApp. There's an article on Gush Etzion's website.
It quotes
a book from Rabbi Fleischer, is his name, that there was a custom in Eretz Yisrael that they would say the shir at night, and then there's different minhagim. They would say the shir. Some minhagim were to say the shir shel yom, or this special shir during Psukkah is Zimra, not during. And that explains, by the way, that Rabbi Fleischer explains this machlekes between the Masechta Soifrim, Tosfos, Sefer Amanhig, whatever it is.
Saying that the Pada Beiros is very stark.
Correct.
And that's the Gra, one kapitel. You only say one. Choose which one you want, and that's it. I'll say another one. Like today, everyone's going to add in this kapitel and that kapitel and the other kapitel.
Well, we see that Rav Sternbach says that Dafka, you should say both at different times.
Yeah. Right, but it's not so simple. From the Potimiris. I like the Potimiris. You remember we did the Potimiris earlier this year about when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And
right.
There's only going to be one, and one guy has the chazaka to blow shofar the first day, and the other has the chazaka to blow shofar the second day. So this year there's no first day. So who blows the second day? The guy who normally blows the second day, or the one who blows the first day gets the second, and then the other guy gets bumped? That was a Panimiros also.
Yes, and that was you tricked us in the Bachina.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember?
Yeah, but this Panimiros, I was very taken by this Panimiros.
But do you remember your trick?
What did I say?
You asked where else did we learn a Panimiros? And we couldn't think of it.
Yeah, and it was the Kosnas Or.
The Kosnas Or, right.
Yeah.
That is a, yeah. May I just address Rabbi Harari for a second, please?
Well, what did Rabbi Harari say?
So Rabbi Harari, he said that the Gra, he thinks that the Gra was the one who introduced it. My understanding, and you can check me, please, is that with the Aleph and the Hay, I think that it was earlier in the Sephardi world. And I think already the Rama, Rabbi Meir Alevi Abulafia, mentions it.
Uh-huh.
So I think you're probably correct that the Gra was the one who had the influence, certainly in the Ashkenazi world. But my understanding is that it predates him by centuries, certainly in the Sephardi world.
Yeah,
but check me out, Rabbi Harari. That's
what did Yad Rama say? You know, I grew up with people in my family, right? My mother, she's living with me well. Her family was all Sephardi from Turkey. And there used to be people in the house who would come by with the last name Abulafia. There were always these old ladies that would come by, these Sephardic women who were very effusive. And whenever they would come to the house, they would want to hug everybody, and it was a whole thing. Whenever there was an Abulafia who came in the house, that was a whole pismon. But you're saying
Miss Burr mentions Maria Bulafia once, I think.
Yeah, but what were you saying, Shir?
So he discusses the issue of the Aleph or the Hay. So that means that you're talking about hundreds of years before the Gra.
And what does he say? Which one does he like?
Unfortunately, I
okay, whatever.
Don't remember it. I saw it a while ago. I can check.
Yeah, it's maybe 200 years.
Yehavadah says that Truva. But to me, like my friend Rabbi Yaakov Hafu points out, he thinks that the Hebrew, the Aleph is really the Pashut.
That's right. That's Pashut, yeah.
It's
that's
a, more me, Pashut. That's a big Kiddush that Klal Yisrael changed from the Aleph to the He.
Yeah.
And that became the predominant. And the only ones left are what? Chabad and Teimani.
I think the Ramah said with an Aleph, but please don't hold me to it. I'm scared to say it in case I'm wrong.
But
which Ramah?
But that's the story. Okay, so we didn't finish it, but I made this new packet and I made sure that Ilan put it up this morning. I can't tell you how many times I made sure that he got it up this morning.
Well, are we going to continue with this packet?
Yeah.
But what Sternberg says at the end is very, it's very.
Yeah, so we'll maybe do it tomorrow, Bez Hashem. So tomorrow is Wednesday, Bez Hashem, so we're going to do regular schedule 11. Next week we might have a different schedule, I'll let you know. But I'm very excited about this Yom Yom. And that's what I thought yesterday, so Baruch Shukivati, that probably they never said Hayom Yom. It was just a question of a capital Tehillim at the end. And now we see an interesting thing that maybe the whole idea of having that capital was only that you should to be able to get a Kaddish Yosomit. The Panabiros. Oh, Gevaldik. And he says, don't take it so lightly, just adding up another capital to him. The Gro didn't like that. Another capital.
I'm not quite sure on the Panim Erot. He said the Shirshal Shabbat is Doche Yom Tov, right?
Yeah.
Says not to say both because of Torah Tzibur, right?
Yeah.
And then he talks about the Gonim Rishonim, right? And then he says you can add a Mizmor for Kaddish Yotom.
Right.
So if you have a Kaddish Yotom on a weekday, you can add, but if it's Shabbos and Yontov, you don't add. Is that correct?
Is that what he's saying?
That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, so you know what? Tomorrow we're gonna read it again, and you're gonna remind me to start the stream with that.
Okay.
Okay, Rav Osai, have a good day, everybody. It's good to see everybody. Freilichin.
Achanos LePesach.
Yeah, Isru Chag, Isru Purim.